The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God commanded us to fear or respect and honor Him by obeying His Word. He wanted to be with us and bless us forever, and would if we would obey His Word. We all hope for a good year in 2013, and I can guarantee you, my friends, that you will have a better year if you turn to your God. Satan deceived Eve, and Adam went along with it, to think that he offered a better way to Mother Eve, and Adam and Eve swallowed his offer of deceit and way of death. It was not a better way, but we are still swallowing Satan's lies and deception and rejecting God's way, even though it's so evident by history and the present that we're living in now what Satan's way has produced. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 3, God had this to say to our forefathers, and it is speaking to you and me today as well. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it. God is speaking about His word, His law, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. You know, my friends, things aren't so well with America today, is it? And it's all because that we haven't listened and obeyed our God. God said, listen and be careful to obey. Good advice. There are those in America that say religion is only for weak people. Well, God has news for them. Pure and true religion is for everyone, even if you think you're the strongest person that has ever lived. God has this to say about all nations. You are nothing and less than nothing in the sight and in comparison to God. That's what God says about all nations. Those that think they are strong and don't need God will learn a bitter lesson. Continuing here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. God wanted us to realize that He is the true and the only true and faithful God, the Creator God, and He wanted us to worship Him so that He could and would bless us and continue to bless us as long as we live. Verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. God wants and expects you to worship only the true God by obeying and cleaving to Him. Put God first in your life. And you might want to ask yourself, do I put God first in my life? If you don't, you are an idol worshiper, so says your God. Verse 6 continues, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Yes, God wanted us to remember His word. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Yes, God intended for His laws to guide us in building our society, in building our culture, in raising our kids, and in our marriage in every way. And God said if we would do that, then He would be with us and things would be well for us. But things aren't well with us today, my friend, and I think we all understand that. This begins to tell us where we have gone wrong in building our culture and society. Maybe you should ask yourself, did I or do I teach my kids God's law that were given for a guide to live by and to build our culture on and to build my marriage on? Yes, ingrain them into my kids' heart and mind so it would be a guide to them and keep them out of trouble. Have we as a nation done that? Do our religious leaders and our pastors and our churches do that? Our ancestors didn't either. Adam and Eve probably did not teach Cain the laws to guide him. As a matter of fact, I can assure you that Adam and Eve did not teach Cain the laws to guide him. And he committed the first murder, which was his twin brother Abel. Now I'm not trying to make anyone mad or feel guilty, but I'm merely pointing out why we have such a world and nation and culture that's unsafe to live in, and why we have the myriad of all kinds of problems to try and survive with. God intended his laws to be drilled into the mind of everyone because they would be a standard to base our conduct on, but our modern-day religious leaders, not all of them, but way too many, have taught you don't need to obey, just believe. Well, there is good news for America ahead and the whole world after we finally learn that our way hasn't worked. I want you to notice this in Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning in verse 31. What God says is coming to this whole world, and it is coming to America and the British people first. Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. God is speaking about the time after he returned to this earth and takes the earth away from Satan. Yes, takes the kingdom of this earth away from Satan, as you can read of, and establishes the kingdom of God on this earth. God says this new covenant that he will make, he says it's not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. God didn't say there was anything wrong with the covenant that he made with Israel. He says they broke that covenant. But we will not break that covenant once God makes that new covenant with us. Verse 33, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. My friends, God is talking about the law that we should have lived by since Adam and Eve. Yes, indeed. And he gave every opportunity for the world to live by his law. Verse 34, no more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. They all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Eternal. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. We will finally come to the point of repentance, and God will graciously forgive us. He would today if we would repent. That would mean a change of course for the whole nation. That would mean a spiritual revival. Yes, if we repent, that would mean a spiritual revival and a change of course. It would mean turning to God in obedience to his word. Will we do that? No. Not as a nation, but you can as an individual or family if you will. That would be the best move you could ever make. God will always bless anyone for obeying his word. He says he is with those that are with him. Continuing here in Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, and those words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Yes, God intended us to have his words in our heart, on our mind. God intended the world, beginning with Adam and Eve, to have his laws on our mind and in our heart. He wanted the world to live by his laws and teach them to their next generation. And, you know, if we had done that, my friend, if that had been the way that this world started off, if that had been the way that Israel had started off, and that our nation, America, has started off and continued to teach God's laws to generation after generation, things would be well for America. He commanded us to do that. The world up till the time of Israel, whom God is speaking to in these verses, had rejected God and his laws. He raised up the nation of Israel through Abraham, hoping that they would live by his laws. They did at times, but most of the time they did not. America is some of the modern descendants God spoke to and spoke of as the nation of Israel. We as a nation live by God's law at least to a great degree for many years, and we were blessed. We were the envy of the world, and may still be by some, to some degree. But we, just like our ancestors, have turned our back on God. We haven't taught God's word and his laws to our kids as God commanded. We are paying a heavy price for leaving God out, I should say for kicking God out of our life and our nation. It is not all that well for America, and there is a reason. And it is because we have leaned on our own understanding and rejected God's word and God's way. Verse 7 of Deuteronomy 6, God continues here, says, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. But we act as though God's word is out of date, and we know a better way. Do we? That attitude began in the Garden of Eden. That attitude is Satan's attitude, my friends. Verse 8, God continues, "Ye shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, God said, study my words, study my laws, look into them daily, teach them to your kid daily. You know, back at that time, my friends, they didn't have television to watch to take their time away from God. "And it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. Then beware lest you forget the Eternal who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Verse 17, "You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers." Yes, God told us to teach his laws and his way, take time to do that. Learn his laws and his way, live his laws and his way, and teach them to our kids so that it would be well with us. And God says also that you do what's good and right in the sight of the Eternal. Verse 18 is saying, "You shall do what's good and right in the sight of the Lord, so it may be well with you." Well, my friends, I ask again, are things well with America? Have we done what's right and good in the sight of our God? Killing our unborn babies in their mother's womb is not right and good in the sight of God. That's breaking the commandment. We are guilty of murder. Same-sex marriage is not right and good in the sight of God. Neither is trampling on his holy day, the Sabbath, or breaking any of the Ten Commandments is not right and good in the sight of God. And look where we are. Idolatry, the putting of anything before God, isn't right and good in the sight of God. God tells us to be careful not to forget him when we are living in prosperity. That's exactly what America began to do shortly after World War II. Things, materialism, began taking our mind away from God. That's exactly what our forefathers did as well. We got to break off here. I see my time is up. Keep listening. We'll pick this up in our next program. We have a couple of booklets that you should request. Number one, Call to Revival and North America Listen. That two booklets. Number one, Call to Revival and North America Listen. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and my friend, we hope you do have a better year.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.